The Big Fix for Small Business. Looking at typical problems faced by small businesses around Australia.
With WFI.
Good people to know for business insurance. Here's financial journalist Julian Lorcan.
Now, so often we talk about small businesses and how they're doing it tough. The vast majority of businesses in Australia are small. They account for 9 of 10 companies, but they're shutting their doors in alarmingly high numbers. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, over 4 in 10 small businesses fail within 4 years of opening. You see, while they're running around trying to get off the ground, many are unaware of the importance of the basics in small business. Indeed, many people starting up a small company rarely think about protecting that firm, which is their heart and soul. Well, today I'm with The Art of Gelato, a small family-owned manufacturer of boutique gelato and sorbet.
Vincent, hi.
Hey,
hello.
Julian.
Hello.
Hi.
Good, thank you. Do take a seat.
Thank you.
The general manager, Vincent Piccolo, is with me. Vincent, the company has been around for 15 years, so it's very much a success story and a survivor. But can I ask you about the early days? How did your journey making gelato start?
Dad had the skill to make gelato, and there wasn't a lot of good products available at that time in the market, so we thought it was a good idea to start.
It's a second generation company now, as your parents started the company, but what were the problems they had setting up the firm?
With gelato, a big problem setting it up is that it's quite expensive to set up a laboratory. You can't find secondhand equipment to set up your lab, so it's a very high cost to start up. And then there's also all the learning about the science behind it. So twice a month we send off products for lab testing and learning about how to manufacture a safe dairy product. There are all the risks that in the early days mum and dad learned through talking to the health inspector, because back then you couldn't search how to do something.
You're now moving into retailing as well. Was it really difficult to move into that retailing sphere?
It wasn't difficult. It was very interesting. We moved into it because we moved our factory, and our factory is now on a main road. So when we're designing the actual premises, it was natural for us to put a gelato bar at the front. So that's given us an opportunity not only to get some direct feedback from the end consumer, but also we're now seen a lot higher in the gelato industry, because it's like a chef. You know, you're only as good as your best restaurant. So we never had the gelato bar to kind of say, well, here we are. We were always just a back of house face. So people new into the industry wouldn't know us from a bar of soap. Whereas nowadays, they're like, yeah, I've heard about that.
As you're expanding, you're taking on new retail sales. Obviously, that comes with an element of risk. But Vincent, your company is obviously very, very important to you. You don't want to risk it. So how do you go about protecting the company in case things go wrong?
There's a few things that I look at. Working in a small community, we do need to make sure that everyone is safe, whether it's the people I employ. A lot of them rely on their wage week to week. So that's where insurances play a big part in what we do, because often you don't have control when things go wrong. We work in wet labs, so it's very accident prone. It's likely that someone's going to slip over. So for me, I put everything in place to make sure that everyone is as safe as they can be. But I always make sure that I've got the infrastructure for whether it's a customer, whether it's someone getting sick, whether it's someone falling over, whether it's an accident in the car, to make sure that in the event of an accident, I can make sure that that person who is injured can be compensated, but also my business isn't going to suffer, nor are my staff or my customers who rely on it.
So Vincent, when you're protecting your business, what sort of insurance do you have?
Essentially, everything's protected. We've got fleet, the building, public liability, the stock. There's so many, I don't even know half of them. I put a lot of trust into Nick, who's our area manager. He recommends what he thinks we need. He'll go through why we need it, and he'll explain to me exactly what it does and doesn't cover. I mean, that information for most people is so important, because often you'll get a contract with 30 pages of little writing, and being a time poor business person, you don't always have the time to read the little dots, and you miss the one that says, well, if it hailed, you're not covered. So Nick will go through all that. He was very patient, and even me not understanding most of it, he goes through in great detail to make sure that when you're signing the contract, you actually know exactly what you're signing for.
And so many small companies quite often say this, that when they're starting up in business, when they're trying to get going, it's the last thing on their mind. After all, they've got to concentrate on cash flow, the lack of time, they're marketing the product, ensuring that there's actually a market out there. Insurance really comes bottom of the heap, but perhaps it shouldn't.
I think it should be a lot more important to some people, and it can be costly at time. That's probably why a lot of small businesses starting out overlook it, because it's just another expense before you can break even. But in saying that, it's a higher risk if you've then got to pay I don't know, if someone breaks their leg and you got to then fork out $50,000 for their surgery and rehabilitation, that's a much larger expense than what it would have been if you had your public liability in place, knowing full well that someone might slip over in your hallway just coming to pick up a cake.
Often small companies say that when they're talking to their insurance companies, typically their company will actually work with them. Have you got a very good relationship with the company? Will they come and work with you on a day-to-day basis?
I do. I mean, it's lucky that I haven't had to call Nick quite often, because touch wood, we've had a safe environment to work in. But if ever I've got a query or someone's asked us a request for a certificate or whatever they need, their team's always happy to just help out, give us advice, what to say, how to say it, here's what you need. Or sometimes I'll get an email, like we'll be doing an event and they'll want to know if certain things are insured, and I'll just flick it straight over and straight away, yeah, you guys are covered, here's your accreditation for that.
Now, if I throw my mind back, maybe 10 or 20 years or so ago, you'd have your accountant and your insurance people and everybody very much at arm's length, it may be, say, talking to your accountant once a year and handing them the shoebox full of receipts, or once a year you talk to your insurance company and they'd say, well, just sign here and renew this and you might think of some of our other products. Whereas now, many companies that I talk to say that their accountants, their insurance people, are almost part of the company. They're often talking to them. They come in, they'll talk to them face to face. Are you finding that the relationship you've got with these companies is really changing?
I'm finding that by having a good relationship with our insurance area manager, we are actually able to integrate a lot of the risks into preventative measures. So what you read about that can and can't happen, we then integrate that into our work health and safety policy. So I do a lot of staff training, and part of it is explaining to them the extent of what risks and how dangerous and how bad things can go. So a lot of people think if you just put a wet floor sign down, they don't think, well, what if someone walks through the other door? So having all the staff on board with that understanding of preventative measures, all that then flows through into policy and then into training, and then making sure that everyone's working not only to get the job done, but to work in a safer environment.
Now, obviously, Vincent, today we've been talking about a lot of things that small businesses have to consider but quite often don't consider. And when it comes down to when you're in the day-to-day nitty-gritty of running a company, you often don't think about the fun element, but what you're doing is really great fun. And sometimes when you're actually there and in the office and it's a day-to-day process, do you suddenly think, what we're doing is great?
You get kids that have their first gelato and their mouth's covered in chocolate, and it's the cutest thing you could ever see. And you get a lot of second generation Australians who come in and they don't even know what gelato is. So you're literally teaching Nana what gelato is, why it tastes like this, what's different with ice cream, especially the area of Sydney we're in. It's quite a low socioeconomical area. So by giving people that respect, that knowledge and that product quality, you know, we create something different for the community that people can be proud of. And that's what, for me, that's what small business is about. It's helping people become proud of their community so they can say, yeah, we've got a strong food culture. Yeah, we've got great services available, and it's the businesses, but it's also the local staff who bring that.
And on a hot sunny day, there's nothing better than just walking down the street and going and buying some gelato. And of course, you can do that now at the Art of Gelato. You've got that fantastic retail store.
Simple pleasure.
Vincent, it's been great talking to you. Vincent Piccolo there, the general manager of the Art of Gelato.
The Big Fix for Small Business.
With WFI.
Good people to know for small business insurance. For further information, visit wfi.com.au.
This podcast is not advice and provides general information only. It does not take into account your individual objectives, financial situation or needs. Check the PDS from the product insurer, WFI, at wfi.com.au to see if the policy is right for you.